Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, was that enough time? I tried to give you a little more.
Oh, it's too much. I
Oh, okay.
thought I tried calling you back and I ended up calling the client again. And he's
Oh,
on the other line.
man.
He just hung up, so it's okay. I'll just let it go.
Okay, no worries. I wanted to really, just be thorough, make sure that, you understand the exact opportunity that you have with these first page placements. It's not every day that we could put you up there. And that's really the major benefit to you in this whole conversation is that we even have the opening to do something like that and for you to make a move in that direction, because if we do capitalize on it, you're putting yourself in position now where you're generating your own leads off the first page and you're not going through that third party system. That's reselling them to your competitors and charging you even when you don't get them, If the leads that you get from those guys, it's like you pay for it, goes to four other guys. If it goes to four other guys, you got a 20% chance before you even called it, And that means that 80% of the people that buy those leads are just getting a lead fee and no deal.
I've done the math real quick. I mean, this fella got like seven estimates, and I know I paid over $200 for that lead, or would pay over $200 for that lead. I'm gonna fight it, but
Yeah,
that's
but
like
that's
thousands of
unnecessary.
fort.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, they're making a
unnecessary
lot of
headache.
money. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of unnecessary headache. So with this, we put you up there. The customers call you directly. We don't charge you per lead or click or call. So you just pay one time per month and that's it. We maintain it, make sure you're listed properly and for the right thing. So that way the calls that are coming through are qualified and we leave it at that. We let you guys take it from there. So you don't have to waste your time disputing lead fees and things like that.
Well, what I told you, I think, if I didn't, I told Tara, was it's a catch-22 with a cash flow problem. I mean, I don't have $300 to just plunk down right now. I can commit to it, but I just can't
Well,
pay today.
yeah, I mean, it's month to month, so we don't do any kind of like long-term commitment or anything like that. We go 30 days at a time, but having the cash flow is definitely a hurdle. I mean, the only other thing that I could do, like I said, they're having this 25th anniversary of Google today. I mean, I could put in a request and see if I could get it a little lower. Maybe just completely.
It won't, That's great. It just won't do any good.
Okay. I was gonna see
What's the
if they'll
date
let
today?
me like
Today's
waive
20.
the fees on your domain name for your site.
Well, let's just keep talking. Let's talk about domains and URLs and all that. So I do have one. I have one, but I've not developed a web presence. I don't have a
Nice.
website.
Well, that saves you money right there. So if you already have a domain name, we'll develop all the content for you. We won't charge you for that, but we usually charge for the domain because it costs us money.
And I know it's not a lot, but
Well, I mean,
I
it's pretty
mean,
significant. I mean, it's $50. I mean, some people that's their phone bill for the month, So it would drop it
No,
down
it's
to
something.
$49.
It's something.
Yeah, that's something, but.
Anyway, I've not had to advertise since I started it in July of last year. I just all word of mouth, just gone bat crazy, So all right, well, cool. Let's just talk as if I did have it. I mean, I'll give
Well,
you the specific. I mean, I've got just enough money to pay for my business insurance and my mortgage right now.
yeah.
Now that mortgage can actually go out until the 15th of October. I could probably pinch it, but
I
would
mean, if
you?
we started you up today, I mean, by 15th of October, I mean, you got a lot of time there in order to generate return. The kind of work that you do, I mean, the first job we bring you puts you back into the green. The point would be to get rid of your liability and the home advisor problem. I think that would ultimately save you money in the long run. I think it's not just a conversation about right now. It's like over the next 6 months, the next year, are you going to be paying per lead or are you going to be on the first page of Google and have people call you directly?
Right.
So that's the crossroads.
So when they call, do I get some sort of notice or warning or a clue that it's a Google lead?
Well, we could set it up with like a tracking number, so that way it'll let you know that it's a Google lead. But a lot of times, guys just use their regular phone number, and the customers just call them direct from there. But sometimes you want to be able to differentiate. We run into guys that want that Google voice number or the Google tracking number, and it, like, it's a press one dialer, so it tells them like, "Oh, press one, and you'll be connected."
Then when it comes through to you, I'm like, if I'm that poor fella calling, I don't want to deal with that. That's just impersonal to me big time.
So we usually just have them call you directly, and then you pick it up from there. Now, if you miss the calls, or even if you do answer them, it still will pipeline and save their information in your tracking system. Like if they're on their phone and they do a search for a service you provide and they click on you, it saves their information, and there's a recording of that call, like a voicemail, or even if you answer, it'll record the conversation, and that's in your tracking system. So you'll be able to see, like, which clients actually came from your listing on the first page of Google. That way you know, hey, this is what I'm spending, and these are the customers that I got from it.
Yeah, I just want to have a clue, you know, if it had a, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to know.
It's a month-to-month service, so we definitely track it. You know, that's our way of retaining.
No. I just want to, the phone rings. I just want to know where that call is coming from, so I kind of know how to behave. Because otherwise, if I see a local number, really, I'm serious. I know.
And that's the benefit to that tracking system, though, too, is you can hear yourself answering phone calls. And you can kind of adjust your pitch accordingly.
I want to know when they call, not after they've called, you know.
I want to know
it's a Google lead, you know, coming in.
Yeah. The only way to
answering the phone, hello, what the hell do you want?
But they're really calling you directly, Tom. Like, it's literally like I'm on my phone. I type in one of their services. I see you there. I see your reviews. I see your website. I go, okay, this guy looks good. You know, I click on it, and it calls you directly from my phone. So you're just getting a call from my phone number. The only way that we could differentiate it and make it look on your caller ID like, hey, this is a Google lead, is if we put in that Google voice number.
That means they have to press 1 to talk to Tom, press 2 to talk to Steve and all that.
Yeah, but it also makes sure that it's a live customer and not like an auto-dial phone number, phone call. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be a robot. You know there's a person there. I don't think it's really that much of an inconvenience if they already looked at your site, saw something you could do, and say, hey, I want that, or my wife wants that. You know,
I see. Yeah.
I get it.
It's not... doesn't exhaust their energy.
No, it doesn't. It just, you know, hey, press 1, you'll be connected. And then they go, okay. And then just press it. It's not inconvenient.
Okay. Well, you almost had me talked into it.
They're the most profitable way to advertise for the last 15 years. So. I mean, if you did your due diligence, you probably would. I wouldn't have to talk you into it.
Yeah. Have you heard of Yodel?
Yeah. Are they still around?
That's my question to you.
Yeah, I don't think that company's around. I think Google shut those guys down like 4 years ago or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I used them for once, and when a call came in, it made a Yodel sound.
Oh, God. That's interesting.
Cool.
And that is kind of cool.
They were completely qualified. I mean, they, you know, it was exactly what we're asking for and all that, and it worked. Let's just move on. So walk-in bathtubs, I don't know if you remember me saying that. That is most definitely something I would like to be doing more of.
Okay.
It's extremely lucrative, and usually it comes, you know, if they want a walk-in bathtub, it usually means remodeling the bathroom.
Right.
You don't just go put a new bathtub in without also doing a bunch of other stuff. So I think that would really that'd be a good move.
Yeah. So, like, let's say hypothetically you change your mind. You go, hey, let's pull the trigger on this. Let's give it a shot. You'll have a client interview where we're going to customize your campaign. We're going to sit down with you, and we'll go over all the services you provide. They're called keywords, right? So walk-in bathtubs, that would just be one of them. We list you for 15 different ones at a time. A bathroom model would be another, right? Those are just two.
Okay. Okay.
And you have final say on all of it, but we also have a nice little system called Google Analytics that lets us see which keywords and services in your industry and area are being searched the most. So we don't have to guess, right, on what's going to work. But again, you have final say, and then they go over the service area too, so that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go, and then we'll get the access to the domain and start building out your website too. So we'll get your input on how you want that to look and get that up and running. So that's the second part of the setup process.
Mm-hmm. So is that, I mean, do you hand me off to someone else for that or what?
It would be a separate client interview technician, yeah. So, I mean, we'd schedule it, and then I'd call you, and I'd introduce you to them, and then they'll take it from there.
So
but you still have access to us, Tom.
So I want to know, are these stateside people that will be helping me?
Yeah, yeah. We do everything in-house here. We're in Newport Beach in Orange County, Southern California.
Wow, beautiful. I know where that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so surrounded by yacht 69 clubs.
69 degrees and partly sunny. Yeah, we can see the yachts outside of our window here.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the harbor in Lido. Right,
by the Mile. I used to live up in Pasadena.
Oh, yeah. Pasadena's beautiful, too.
Yeah.
Different vibe, but definitely beautiful. I kind
of
like
sides of it.
Yeah. There's two sides. I mean, I've been all over the world. There's two sides to every town. You know, Rome is Rome, but I've also been a part of Rome. It's not pretty.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? So you just find that no matter where you go. There's uptown and the downtown.
Okay. Well, I know you can't tell how tall a tree is and all that, but how long does it take to do the onboarding and to build out a URL?
Client interviews are usually about 30 to 40 minutes, but we schedule them within an hour window, so you have plenty of time. And then the website, we usually take 3 to 5 days, business days, in order to build.
Okay.
So, you know, Monday, Tuesday next week, we'll have the initial draft of it all built up based on what your preferences were in the client interview. And obviously, if you want to make changes, the hosting's a part of it, Tom. So any changes you want to make or add to it, we could do until it's how you want it to look. Right. So from my experience, websites are ever evolving. You know, guys like swap out keywords and then they swap out services on the website. We got to make adjustments. But that's the beauty of having everything under one roof. If you go, hey, I want to focus on.
Okay. So Jonathan, I got cut off. Someone was trying to call me and I refused it and it blocked me out for a minute. So,
no problem.
It takes like 40 minutes or so to maybe go through things and that's. You know, after it's been scheduled and all that, right?
Right, and then it's 3 to 5 days to complete the website, and then obviously it's like an initial draft of the site. Any changes you want to make on the site are included as a part of the service. So I noticed that.
So in that process, do they, you know, look at before and after pictures so folks can see projects we've done and all that? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll ask you to send those in to an email address. It's very easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. We tell you consistently, send in as many photos, send us your logo. And then obviously as new jobs come in, you know, continue to do that because we're going to document this and build a portfolio, not just on your site, but on your Google business profile, on a business Facebook page. You're going to be on a Bing business profile. So those are all submissions that come with your first page placement on Google.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm just thinking time. I mean, those resources I can come up with pretty easy. I got the, you know, artwork and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, you got to understand we're building something that's meant to last, you know. It's not all going to happen overnight. We know it might take you a couple days to pull together paperwork or pictures. We're understanding of that, you know. On our end, though, we don't waste a second.
Yeah,
we don't waste a second. You know, so if it does take a little longer, it's going to be something on your end. But, you know, like I said, site's 3 to 5 days, client interview, 30 to 40 minutes, but we give you an hour window in case it goes over. They have set questions in that client interview, so they already know what to ask. We've been doing this for 20 years, so we know how to get a business squared away and rolling.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know what else to ask you.
And we'll walk you through it, Tom. You know, most business owners, I mean, it's kind of like if you, and I'll be blunt, you know, if you had me come out there and do a bathroom model, I'd have no idea what I'm doing, Tom. I would have no clue. I'd be a lost man. But and vice versa, if I sat you down in front of my two monitors here,
yeah.
So we come together and we make it work, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll walk you through.
All right.
Well, we'll make sure you understand exactly what we're bringing to the table for you guys.
Okay. So here's another one. What guarantees, if any, are there of, you know, like responses, calls, whatever?
Yeah, I mean, we put you up there. Google doesn't, again, all calls are monitored and recorded, right, for quality assurance. But Google doesn't want us to, like, guarantee you a certain amount of clients. They find that to be dishonest. We had people who were, you know, signing guys up with the pretense that they were going to get, you know, 30 jobs in the first month. And, you know, maybe they got 10. And then now they're like, I want to cancel. You know what I mean? So Google just tells us to not even get into that. It would be kind of dishonest because I can't really guarantee that the people who are searching online are going to pick you over the other guy that might be up there, right? It's just not real. Anybody that guarantees you, it's like Home Advisor saying, oh, we guarantee you, you're going to get 10 leads, but you're not going to guarantee those leads are going to turn into anything. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they tell us to stray away from that. Even though guys are getting calls every day, they're getting work from it every day. They don't want us to put a number on it or say, hey, I guarantee you this, because it's just not really being honest.
Okay.
You know what I mean? All we could say is we're going to put you up there. You're going to see yourself as a top option. You're going to have your website. You're going to have a place for them to leave your reviews. And then we're obviously going to make sure the site looks how you want it to look and you're listed for the right things in the right areas so that the calls that do come through are qualified and not like a lead that's wasting your time.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and go for it. I'll do it.
You'll love it. I'm telling you, if you can do anything with Home Advisor, it's going to be a nice change of pace for you. So.
Well, they do. I remember they said they had some sort of guarantee. If I wasn't happy for any reason, I think I'm going to have to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
I'm really, you know, seven people showing up for one bid. Three I'd respect, but not seven.
Yeah. You're paying just to compete with a group of them, you know, and you know those guys are just going to pick the cheapest one. So it's like even when you do, you do land them, you're paying a lead fee and then you're dropping the price. They're eating up all your profit. At the end of the day, you're working for Home Advisor. You might as well not even be a business owner, you know.
Yeah, it could be that. I mean, I know there's a lot of credence to what you just said, but a lot of times they want to pick the one they like.
Yeah.
The likability. But
that's me all the way. I don't invite somebody in my house if I can't trust them. I got two little boys too, so I'm just like, and my wife.
Yeah.
So that's I do the feel you out thing. I need a handshake and some eye contact and see what kind of person you are before you know how to get into my house and what I have in there and be working on it.
Yeah.
On it, you know.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Quite proud of it. So let's go ahead.
That's very real. And that's the benefit to doing this, too, is we'll Google verify you. So you'll have a badge on your listing that lets them know, like, you have all the proper paperwork. Like, we'll have you send in, like, any license, insurance, anything that's required by the state of Washington. And then we let them know you have that. So that way they feel comfortable just hiring you right there on that phone call or having you come out. They don't have to.
Yeah, so there's a vetting that goes to it. Yeah.
Yep. You're going to be fully screened. And that's why these guys get all the calls is because they're already trusted contractors by Google. They're Google verified.
Okay. So do you stay my rep? I mean, do you stay in contact with me?
Yes, I'll be your account lead, but there is going to be an account management team that will help me with fulfillment. So we have a specialist in the website department. He's a graphic designer. We got a Google specialist. I'm Google certified myself. But if you want something done quickly, I'll be your direct point of contact. I'll send you my direct number and extension right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll send this over. Yep.
Do you want email or what?
I'm going to text it to you. It'll come through.
Oh, text it. Yeah, that's great. That's better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can continue to communicate on that text, too. That's our company phone number, the 877 line, but if you ever just want to shoot a text over, if you want something done quickly, you could do it that way, and it'll come through to me as well.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, Tom, you can only have one phone number. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Okay. So what do you show?
360-551-8703.
So that's my personal, that is my cell phone. You can keep it, but I guess I need to ask this. I use Ring Central also.
Okay.
And with it, I have a business line and all that.
Right.
I mean, it's just, if for any reason that doesn't work, I'm kind of screwed, so.
Not really. I mean, if you, like, discontinue yeah. that service, we can give you a Google Voice number or list of cell phone.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let's go with that number.
For now. All right. What's that number?
Yeah, it's 360-824-5591.
Okay. 5591. Okay. And Tom, short for Thomas, right?
Yeah, I like just Tom. When you hear my last name, you'll know I don't need to distinguish by Thomas.
Yeah, and then Craig in there.
Yeah, no, I dreamed up that name. Van Hollebeck is my last name. It's spelled V as in Victor, A, N as in November, space, capital H, as in Harry, O-L-L-E-B, as in Bravo, E-K-E, Van Hollebeck.
Got it. E-B-E-K-E?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Gotcha. All right, let me update. I like that. Okay. I'll always call you Tom, but this is something that's considered a business expense where we send over, like, invoice, outline of the agreement in writing. I want to make sure it's got your legal name on it and you can just go write it off later.
Oh, well, yeah, you can still use Tom.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll always call
you Tom. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
Got it. Okay.
Update. And then what's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter? I'm going to send you a little postcard in the mail with a five-digit number on it.
Yeah, it's my home. It's my home address, which is 816.
Okay.
Cogen. I'm going to spell that one. It's C-O-G as in golf, E-A-N as in November. Bremerton 98337.
Okay, I got it here. And then you have the option to hide the street address if you'd like.
Yeah, so
that's why I brought it up. It's because you're going to them. They're not coming to you, right?
Yeah, I don't want them to be showing up. Hey, you know that? Yeah.
Exactly.
No, let's do that. Let's hide it.
I
got a question before I forget. Can I take you off your little track for a second?
Sure, yeah.
When doing the words and all that, the onboarding team, I'm sure we'll answer this better, maybe, but do you use zip codes to zero in on geographic areas, or is it more granular?
Yeah, we can. By city, state, zip. Obviously, if you do state, you know, you're going to have to do a lot larger campaign, but this campaign will cover you up to a 40-mile radius.
Yeah, No, I'm wanting to know if I can pick granular areas within a zip code.
Yeah. That's a little
too big. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What we like to do is kind of draft a radius, that, you know, goes up to 40 miles. And then, you know, if there's areas that you're like, hey, I don't go to that part of town, that's the down part of the town. I'm just not trying to, we can exclude you from those search results.
Okay. So we're probably talking in 15 or 20 mile radius.
Okay.
Here's the problem, Jonathan. When you do that, I live in downtown Bremerton, which is on the west side of the Puget Sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's only about 10 miles. Yeah, it's only like 10 miles over to downtown Seattle if you go crow's flight from where I'm sitting.
Right.
And so you get my point, right? Is there a way to exclude part of the radius?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely something like I've notated here, but obviously it's, you know, they'll verify that during the client interview too.
Okay. So
we'll fully customize it. I see what you're talking about though. You gotta.
Yeah. So, you know, going even further, just so you know, that the area I live in, it's Kitsap County. It's very blue collar. You know, we have a shipyard here. It's another city unto itself. So it's
like a cold version of Newport.
Very good. But it's
in the backyard.
Not quite as affluent as parts of King County, which is what Seattle is in.
Right.
So I'm wanting to also maybe have a focus on parts of King County.
Okay.
So is it possible to have the radius we just spoke of and another small one?
Yeah, I mean, that would be more excluding certain areas, you know? Like if there's certain cities that you want to cut out, we could do that. If there's certain zip codes you want to cut out, we could do that as well. But getting a certain area within a zip code is where, like, there's a threshold there. It doesn't really do that. With the programming. But, yeah, I mean, Seattle's just, I mean, it's less than 10 miles, really, depending on where you're at, you know, in Bremerton. But, yeah, I mean, at 15, 20 miles, I mean, 20 miles, wow, you know, 25, you know, you cover so much ground with a 40-mile radius. I could see why you wouldn't really want to do that. That'll have you out on Olympic National. It's a beautiful place, but and not too many people up there. It's few and far between. Okay, gotcha. All right, so I'm sending this over, though. I kind of drew up the radius and cut out some areas. So they'll have a good head start on it during that client interview. And then what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Pardon me. It's Tom at Cragen. Now, you know Cragen has two N's on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just like the business name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tom at Cragen.com.
Okay. Perfect. That's a Gmail account, isn't it?
So, by the way, I don't have too many people I can brag about this with, so you're it. I chose the name Cragen because I could actually get that URL.
Ah, gotcha.
I have a nice short URL.
It's just Cragen Contractors?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the business name. It's LLC. I've been told by the Department of Labor and Industries I have to include the LLC on there.
Yeah, we got it on there for the listing, but I just wanted to pull the domain name. Is the domain name CragenContractors.com?
No. Cragen.com.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I tried the contractors one and it didn't pop up.
No. Cragen.com. You should find nothing.
It says resource not found, but you could tell the difference between if somebody has the domain and there's just no content versus it's not an active domain at all. So this one's active.
Right.
It just has no content. So it just basically says resource not found.
So it's kind of embarrassing not to have it. So maybe it's a great thing we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to hyperlink it already. And then during the client interview, they'll ask you for access to it. So like the login credentials, and then we'll develop all the content for you and do the graphic design, send in the logo. Actually, I got to send you the email address too. I sent you my number, but let me send you this email. Send in the logo, and then we'll start branding you. You know, that's what it's all about.
Good.
Boom. Yeah, I tell people all the time, websites are good to have, but if they're not on the first page of Google, they ain't going to make any money. You got to get some eyes on them, you know? So it's the combination of the two things that creates that potent lead generating strategy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got to have the optimization with it. You don't want to have a big, pretty website. Nobody's looking at it unless you put it on a business card, tell them to look you up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got your business profile set up here. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Typical, like 8 to 5, 8 to 6.
I'll go 8
what to does 8. That really mean? Does that mean,
there is a little open and closed icon, so, you know, it'll dissuade them from calling you if it says closed at 6, and that's after 6.
Okay.
So sometimes my guys like to leave it open. Sometimes they'll go different than work hours. They might go like 8 to 8.
It
depends.
Now I kind of know what you're talking about. I've made these searches for businesses and it says closing soon or all like that.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have one of those now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. well, I just got to think through this a little bit. How bad do I want to accept calls up until 8 o'clock at night, you know?
Well, I mean, I could start you out 8 to 6. I mean, if you want to change it, I mean, it's a phone call. You know what I mean? You
yeah.
call me, we could swap it out. It's really not that difficult to change. But
okay.
You don't want to miss opportunities either, because the people that you're going to be hiring are guys like you and I. They're working during the day, and then they
yeah.
go pillow talk with their wife in the evening, and they go, okay, yeah, we want to redo this bathroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So a lot of times those calls might be placed in the evening, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
If you want to change it, we could change it. And then do you want to go 8 to 6 like Monday through Friday, or you want to have the weekends on there?
I could have, Monday through Saturday.
I could do like, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and I could do like Sunday by appointment only. So that way they could call you at any time on Sunday, but, obviously you're not expected to go out there and do any work.
Yeah, okay. I have to honor the Lord's Day.
Attaboy.
Which means watch football.
Yep. No, that's the truth, though. That's what I do. I went to a private school called Brethren Christian. It's in Huntington Beach, California. And, I was going to church every day. We had Bible every morning.
So you've covered all your Sundays for the rest of your life.
Nah, something like that, you know. But
it doesn't work that way.
I prefer to read, and I talk to him every day, you know. It's one of those things where I will go work out or run, and that's kind of a spiritual thing. I'll put my headphones on, and I'll listen to some stuff. Have all these podcasts and things, you know. So I'll go run, get my exercise in, wait for the boys to wake up, and then once the boys wake up, we've been watching football the last couple weeks. Unfortunately, we're Chargers fans, so.
Unfortunately.
Well, they've been getting their butts kicked they got their first win this week, but the last like four games, even that playoff game last year, they blew a 27-point lead. They've been killing. Yeah, they've been killing me.
I am just
stuff to watch.
Appalled they moved from San Diego at all, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I grew up in Orange County, and I used to drive down to San Diego about an hour to Qualcomm just to see those games. Now they practice in Costa Mesa, which is five miles inland from Newport Beach. It's literally
mm-hmm.
So they practice basically like 10 minutes from where I live now. And then they play in L.A., which L.A. is horrible. It's disgusting. But
where in L.A.?
Beautiful.
Oh, that new one by LAX?
Yeah, it's called SoFi. Exactly. It's right by the Forum. So it's like, you know? Yeah, the area. Just driving through it. And then you got this big, beautiful thing, like right in the middle of the ghetto. Yeah, I always worry about my car when I go over there. But we went and watched that Miami Dolphins game, the season opener.
No.
I brought my boys over there. Yeah, and then we lost by 2 points, like right at the end of the game. It was a shootout. But
hey, Miami is, I think, the real McCoy. Not Luke and so Floki. So to lose by just 2 to something like that.
Justin Herbert is amazing. I seen this guy in real life. I went down there, took my boys to the training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a legit 6'6". Like he's tall. He looks like the old school, you know. He's like a baby, big
Is
man.
That their quarterback?
Yeah, Justin Herbert. Yeah, he's from Oregon originally. He played for the Oregon Ducks. And then he grew up a Charger fan up in Oregon, and they drafted him a couple years ago. And he's already broken all the records for most yards in the first 3 seasons, most touchdowns. Like, he has all the passing records, even over Pat Mahomes. They started him his first game, and he's just – it's like we forgot about Phillip Rivers already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's already broken Phillip Rivers' most passing touchdowns in a season, and he's only 3 seasons in, and Rivers was
one. That is spectacular. You only get one chance to go for a record like that.
Yeah,
right out the gate.
Wow. Yeah, he won Rookie of the Year first year, and then, you know, he got us into the playoffs in his 3rd season, and he broke the passing touchdowns record already. Yeah, he's got the hottest start in NFL history so far. And last week he went for 400 yards and threw the ball like 40 times for us to win against the Vikings. It's amazing to watch him on Sundays. I'll give you that. with all the stuff mm-hmm. that I've been through my whole life. They hadn't been good like this since LaDainian Tomlinson back in the day.
Yeah.
I got your profile squared away. I'm working and talking at the same time. But they're asking me here, what's a good time for your client interview?
I guess it kind of depends on what they are going to ask for. Pretty much just be resources I know I already have, right?
Yeah, it's going to be over the phone mostly. I'll send you a form here that you could fill out as far as like sending in the license and insurance, and it's pretty
easy. Oh, that would help.
No, I got you. I'll send that over to you. But this is just more over the phone, so they're not going to ask you to do anything fancy. We just want to pick your brain, get to know you, and what you do and what you don't do, and where you do go, where you don't go, you know, how you want the mm-hmm. website to look. So it's pretty simple. It's like 30 questions, and they walk you through it. But it's scheduled within an hour window, so that's why they're saying, you know, what's your schedule look like? We got like 1 to 2 available today. I can even do 11 to 12 if you're ready.
Yeah. I would love to. I have a date.
Oh.
My lady. No, I'm serious. She's
good.
She works her butt off, and this is one of her 2 days off. She gets like Saturdays and Wednesdays.
I'm a married man with two boys, man. I hear you. When mama,
you gotta, relationships don't happen without nurturing them. And I dogged her on Saturday because I had to work.
Yeah.
Get dog out of this. So she lives an hour away. La la la. It's 10. What is it? 10:30.
10:30.
If we can fast track it, like if we could do it right away, I could do it right away.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I can have them circle back with you here in 30 minutes. 11
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah, that'll work. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do this.
All right. Let me get that slot for you. Give me 1 second. I got
just FYI, the two campaigns I have with Angie Leads are one for roofing and another for bath remodels.
Mm-hmm.
Given my druthers, I would not be on a roof. So this just might be a really good thing.
Yeah. Wait, so you're not doing roofing, you said, or you are?
I am, but I prefer not to be on a roof and would prefer to be in a bathroom, you know, putting in.
Yeah, keep your feet on the ground, you know, we're not birds.
Yeah.
You know, those falls, and you only get a couple of them, and then you're screwed up. I have a tree company down here, actually. My dad, he'd been doing that my whole life. He had his own business.
Like tree removal and all that?
Yeah, and you get those big old palms. And my dad, he's 62, and he still tries to get out there, and I had to ground him, you know? And like, role reversal.
Oh, yeah. I wish I had a son like you.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I'll still let him go out there. He's one of those, like, I need to do something. He's in great shape, strong guy. His age, you know, and he's like, I got to do something. So I let him, he goes out there, but I have a manager that'll literally tell on him if he tries to get up in a tree. They'll literally call me and say, hey, you need to talk to your dad, you know, because he'll still try to get up there. But I send him out on the job, just kind of oversee it and do a lot of the client facing and deal with the customer and understand what the customer likes. So he still gets out in the field that way, I don't want him climbing anything. I'm like, at your age, I know you feel strong, but one time you fall out of one of those things, and it's a wrap. And I got you sucking through a straw, and I got to push you around in a wheelchair. I'm not doing it.
Thanks a lot, son.
I love you, but I ain't ready to wipe your butt yet, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're thinking that like that.
Yeah, well, my mom's already up there, you know. So,
yeah?
Yeah, she passed in 2010 from cancer. So he's all I got.
Oh, wow.
So I try to keep him living.
Isn't that cool, though, that you can say she's already up there?
Oh, yeah. I have no doubts. My mom, she was a firecracker, but my family, we were going to church when I was a baby. They used to take me into the Sunday school, my mom and dad, go into the church with the adults, you know, so we were raised that way. And my grandfather chauffeured Eisenhower back in the day, he was a retired Secret Service, and he was very adamant about church. And my dad didn't go to church, and my mom couldn't talk to him. We went to Calvary Chapel, actually, in Costa Mesa most of our lives. They had Pastor Chuck Smith down there, a real famous pastor. He passed away in 2018.
Oh,
so we've been going to the same church our whole lives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, my not to go too far off, but my dad, he passed, you know, 16, but he did so with us having the knowledge that he did all the due diligence to get to heaven. And yeah. So we have all that confidence. I'm sure you've had other folks, you know, pass that you're not so sure.
Yeah. Well, you know,
pretty comforting thing to know.
I try to think, like, did they ever talk about Jesus Christ? Did I ever hear the word Jesus Christ come out of their mouth, you know? And then usually that's a good indicator for me, is they understand he's the Savior and he's the way. And even if it's not even an in-depth conversation about the Bible, they know Jesus Christ. And when they talk about religion, they say Jesus Christ. That gives me a pretty good indication. But, you know, the world's going crazy nowadays. Having my little boys, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, they're in private school, did you say?
Yep. Yep.
Or one you trust anyway.
Yeah.
Not a bunch of drag queens coming at lunch.
So one of man.
Don't get you started, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, whew, if I was ever gonna do something bad, you know, I hope I'll repent, but he'll understand. And that would be the things to do it. But yeah, the teacher that my oldest is dealing with used to be one of my teachers. She's getting up there. She still does it. So I trust her. You know, I got her on like Facebook and stuff and talk. And, you know, so I just, I'm just worried about like the public school and how he's going to feel about it. Cause I'm pretty sure by like high school, I'll probably let him just go public. And because he's got to be out in the world somehow, you know. I just got to get him a real foundation. I can't, you know. I got to prepare him to live in the world without me one day. So at some
Sounds
point,
perfect.
Yeah,
yeah.
Some point they're gonna have to see what it's all about. But right now they're just my little baby pods. I'm just taking care of them, try to keep them on the straight and narrow.
Hey, right on, man.
Yeah.
They're what age group? Are they like 10 to?
No. I got 5 and a half. So he just started school. Or actually, he'll be 5 and a half on October 28th, and then I got a 2.5-year-old. Their birthdays are four days apart. They're both.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they're a couple years apart. The 2-year-old beats up the 5-year-old.
Yeah.
He kicks the crap out of him. I think God does that on purpose. Yeah, the first one, you go, oh, it's a sweet, nice baby boy, you know, let's have another one. Oh, crap. Satan. A little one's got a mean streak in him, man. He's big, thick guy, a little stocky guy. His brother's all long, skinny, and he just beats up on him. It's crazy. Hits him over the head.
The littler one on the bigger one?
Yeah, a little one beats up the bigger one. You know?
Yeah.
KJ beats the crap out of him. He's solid, too. It's crazy. My oldest is about 40 pounds, and my 2-year-old's about 31 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He came out all dad, you know. He just is all me. I'm about 6'2", 220, you know. So he's, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not a big 220 either. I'm a skinny 220. I run.
Oh, yeah.
It's just all muscle. Yeah. I used to play football growing up and stuff. But yeah, the little one
cool.
is all me, and the oldest is all his mama. That's kind of.
Well, cool. Hey, I'm more excited about this, Jonathan. It's kind of good to get to know you.
Yeah.
That's
important.
Should probably move on, though.
Yeah, no, we're good. So, yeah, we got the client interview here in 22 minutes. So, last thing I got to do is just secure your first month payment and do a brief voice verification, and then we'll be good to go for the client interview. How did you want to secure the first month payment?
I'm looking. I got two business accounts.
I'm going to give you that $249, too, for the platinum.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah. $50 counts, man. It matters.
Yeah, so how fast will they process this transaction?
I'll process it right now.
Okay. Because I don't know how much I have in here. Let me go online real quick and look.
Okay. I mean, it'll decline if there's no funds in there. It'll let me know insufficient funds.
No, I know. I don't want that no more.
Yeah, I hear you.
It doesn't take long.
No worries. I am in no rush, as you could tell.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah. Make sure we get you guys taken care of properly. So they tell me that all the time. It's just, it's more important to be thorough, not miss anything, especially when you're first setting up an account.
Yeah. Hang on, Justin.
Take your time.
My password is, I know you'll never try anything, is can Trump win before?
Yeah. I was telling my wife, you know who I'm voting for. You ever heard of the Orange Curtain down here in Orange County?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's all Trump. When you go down to Huntington Beach in my hometown, and all you see out there is big Donald Trump supporters and Jesus Christ.
Wow.
That's all you see. The whole boardwalk.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, when you go down there, it's Jesus.
I just pray for a... Yeah, I just pray... Oh, that's awesome. I wish it was like that here. We're very blue, and I can go on for
most
hours.
Most of Southern California, you know, you get into Los Angeles, and they start talking different. You know what I mean? And most of California is blue, you know?
Yeah,
but not Orange
County. I don't know, man. I've been over a lot of the northern parts, and it's red as can be, you know?
Yeah, there's little spots. There's little spots. Yeah, they got these little spots.
Anyway, sorry. I just pray for a fair election system.
Yeah,
I have no
doubt.
I think
that's why he's letting all the people down here jump across the border. He's going, hey, we'll let you in. Give you citizenship. You just vote for Biden again. The guy doesn't know what the hell.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah,
I mean that's just one great benefit to letting them over.
Yeah, right. I mean if they're not going to give us Trump back, give us Jesus Christ then. Second coming.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah, well, there does seem to be a revival.
It's going to be a bad day when he comes, but you know I know where I stand on the fence, so I ain't worried about it. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm ready if you are. It's a visa.
Yep, okay.
And we'll just hopefully I put the money into the right account. 4063.
Okay.
9500.
All right.
It's worn out.
I'm sorry. I think it, you said 4963?
No, 4063 are the first four.
Okay.
9500.
Okay.
Pretty sure it says 48 and not 657. So 4857.
Okay.
0928.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
826.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back.
374.
All right. We got a security question on here. This is just for your own protection. So you got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We'll go with the mother's maiden, which is Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y.
Okay. C-A-R-E-Y. Answers match. Save. All right, and then here goes the voice verification. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Tom. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Cragen Contractors, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Tom Van Hollebeck, President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We know what you currently have. Just then after today, double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay.
All right. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 27th of 2023. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $249. And this is part of the Google 25th anniversary as well as a new in business credit that I approved for you. This is an indefinite discount. So when the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the 27th day. But you'll keep that discounted price of $249.
But oh, great.
Yeah, it's indefinite, so it's not going to go back up later.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, so that should keep you profitable and us working together for a long time. That's really the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. You're not binding to any kind of contract, so there's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind if you do have a change of heart one day. All that we ask is that you just let us know before the next billing date so that way we can stop your billing cycle and then we part ways as friends. And asked, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process it. Oh, okay. I think we got a number wrong on the card. Maybe that,
oh,
six,
thought
that
so.
Eight was a six.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It codes it all out once I put it in, so I can't actually go back and see it. Okay, so
yeah,
you can repeat it back to me.
4063 9500 And this time it'll be 4657 0928
Okay. And you said the billing address is the same as the street address that we're PIN verifying?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And then the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration 8/26
Okay. And then that little three-digit code on the back?
374
Okay. And to verify, because if you get a single digit or address wrong, it'll decline it. And then we use a VeriSign Secure database. So you get, any, oh, mm-hmm. No, it's still coming back as invalid account number.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let me see what else.
That's odd.
It's so hard to read.
Oh, yeah. You probably need a new one.
Yeah. When we hang up, yeah.
It's about that time.
Yeah,
they got these crazy ones now that you could just tap the machines in the grocery stores and stuff and it just pays like that. You don't even got to stick it in the machine.
Oh, that's kind of
Yeah, weird technology.
Let's see, how can I go to Amazon where I have them all stored. That might give me a better, I don't have a way to really tell otherwise.
Yeah. I like Amazon, but I dislike it at the same time because my wife
doesn't
order things without telling me. So I just find out by putting all the boxes on the porch.
Yeah.
And what did we buy today? It's all plugged up to my card, so I know it charged me. I just didn't, yeah.
Let's see. Oh, crikey. Hang on there. Try it a different way.
No worries. Got the client interview technician on standby. They're asking me for notes. I'm like, I'm still on the phone with them.
He is on.
Yeah, he's they stay on it, or else I go hand him a term of service paper. They got to be more on it than me.
Okay. Okay, do you need that whole number again?
Yeah, because it's telling me it's an invalid number, so I'm assuming one of the digits is wrong on there.
It is. I now see the error.
Okay.
But you need to hear the whole thing again, right?
Yeah, because every time I put it in, it codes it out,
yeah.
So I can't see it.
Yeah,
nobody
can. Okay. Yeah. No wrong answer. So here we go. 4063.
Okay.
9500. 4857.
Okay.
0925.
Ah, those the last numbers, huh?
Yeah, it's all rubbed away.
Gotcha. Okay, and then you're sure the expiration date, month, and year are the same as what we inputted before?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You should show 826 and 374.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't giving me an ABS mismatch, or that would be
okay.
The CCV, so I'm pretty sure it's just the card number here. All right, so it looks like this one's going to process. When it clears, it's going to automatically send you an outline of the agreement in writing, and you got to sign off on the bottom of that, so it'll have the discounted pricing structure, all the products and features, the billing date, cancellation policy, and then there's going to be another form that I told you I was going to send over to help you with the Google verification. So I'll ask you to take, like, pictures, license, insurance, send them in.
Okay.
So that one's been automated, too, so it's pretty easy. You just click on the link, and it'll have, like, upload file, and you can click that when it's asking for the license, and you can just take a picture of it right there on your mobile device, and it'll send it over to them.
Oh, okay. So this is arriving by email or what?
It's going to come in both forms, so I'm going to send them an email and text message.
I did just get the text.
There you go. Okay, good. Yeah, you should have both of them there.
Okay.
All right.
Photo.
Okay. And then you're good to go. So I'm going to hop off this line. I'm going to fill out the notes as much as possible, and then we're going to circle back with you here in about 10 minutes, okay? And give you time to go through that as well.
No, wait. So over the next 10 minutes, I need to review this or what?
Well, I mean, they want you to have the subscription term signed usually before they start working on your website and everything and start working on your account. I've already took the position off the board, so it's not going to prevent you from getting the spot or anything like that, but usually they want to have that agreement before they start working.
Okay. So this agreement can be digitally signed without a physical signature, right?
Yeah. If you click on the link in the text there where it says, please click here to accept, and then you scroll down to the bottom.
There's two texts.
Yeah. So the one that says starts with your name, it'll say Thomas, actually, your full first name.
Okay.
Will say Tom.
Okay. So just hit that hyperlink.
Yep. There's a hyperlink there, and then there's the outline of the agreement there. And at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it.
Good. So you can tie into Facebook, hey?
Yeah, we're gonna create a Facebook business profile for you and run Facebook ads also, so you'll be able to get some leads from Facebook too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We want to get your foot in the door as many ways as possible, you know. The higher return on investment we can deliver from these avenues, the more our chances of working together long term is.
Okay. So I'm not seeing where you list the phone number.